Keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath, inhale slowly, deeply. And exhale totally, completely. Relax. If you find it difficult to sit on the floor, you can open your eyes and sit on the chair. Once you are seated, close your eyes again. For 25 minutes a day, every day, it is important that you close your eyes consciously, because when you sleep, although your eyes are closed, you could still be dreaming, which means your mind, your brain is very much active. It is very important that during your sleep you have a slot of about 25 minutes where you are totally relaxed. No dreams, no thoughts. But this hardly happens, although you may not remember your dreams, but all the time your brain, your mind, both are working. And so meditation becomes very important to compensate, to make up for what you do not get during your sleep. That's the first step. And for this very purpose, it's important that you close your eyes so that there are no new impressions, so that you can deal with the memories, the impressions, which are already stored there. Delete the unnecessary files. Go beyond all the impressions. Transcend your mind and reach, attend to the realm, the domain of meditativeness. Meditation is not about mindfulness. Meditation is the transcendence of the mind. As long as you are mindful, your mind is still concentrated. The idea is to deconcentrate, to go beyond the mind, to transcend the mind. This is why we close our eyes, so that there are no new impressions being registered, and you can deal with what is already stored. Relax totally and completely. With your eyes closed, inhale slowly, deeply, and as you inhale, fill your stomach with fresh air, allow it to expand, and when you exhale, empty your stomach, allow it to deflate, to contract. Inhale is expansion and exhale is contraction. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Let me remind you, no concentration is required. You simply inhale and exhale. Some thoughts appear. Do not fight them. Some emotions are felt, some feelings surface. Do not fight them. Some body sensations, physical sensations are felt. Do not fight them. If you have been hearing or reading that meditation is about emptying the mind, let me tell you, there is no possibility to empty the mind. You can transcend the mind, but cannot empty it. That comes later, when you are habitual. When it becomes your habit to keep transcending the mind, then at one point the mind becomes empty, but that comes later during the end of your journey on this planet, not before. At that point, mind can be fragmented. Mind is lost and pure consciousness remains. At this point, however, there is no possibility to empty the mind. So if a thought appears, acknowledge a thought as a thought. Acknowledge an emotion as an emotion, a feeling as a feeling. Acknowledge body sensations, physical sensations, as physical sensations. Relax. Having acknowledged them, go back to your breathing. Inhale and exhale. Each time you inhale, fill your stomach with fresh air. Allow it to expand. And every time you exhale, empty your stomach. allow it to sink back, to deflate, to contract. Inhale. Exhale. So do not fight your thoughts, do not fight your emotions. Simply acknowledge them as such. Go back to your breathing. Nor should you entertain your thoughts, your emotions further. Do not label them as good thoughts, good feelings, bad thoughts, bad feelings. Once you start entertaining them, labeling them, you activate your mind. The one that produces all these labels is your mind. So, the idea is not to activate, but deactivate your mind. It is only then that the transcendence is possible. Simply acknowledge thought as thought, feelings as feelings, physical sensations as physical sensations. No labeling of good or bad, of holy and unholy, commendable or otherwise. Without tagging them, without labeling them, go back to your breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Go on doing this. All the time, relax. Do not exert yourself. When you start fighting your thoughts, wanting to empty your mind, you lose a lot of energy. Save this energy to transcend the mind, not to fight. Thoughts are thoughts, emotions are emotions, sensations are sensations. Take them as such. No more definitions. Inhale. Exhale. As you inhale and exhale this way, without exerting yourself, you have succeeded to lower down the count, the cycle of your breathing. And as the breathing process lowers down, slows down, your mental activities will slow down too. If you can see your thoughts appearing and disappearing, your emotions surfacing and sinking back, body sensations now felt and now no more. If you can already feel that way, then you have succeeded in slowing down your mental activity. Otherwise, your brain has so much traffic, your mind is so active that you cannot even see your own thoughts, you cannot observe them. Now that you can observe them, it simply means your mental activities have gone down. Inhale, exhale, and as your mental activities slow down, there are some spaces created between one thought and another, between one feeling and another. These spaces are important for you to transcend the mind. And this transcendence also is an automatic process. You don't have to do anything. The mind is transcended now and then, until one day you find yourself filled with consciousness. At that point, you can make use of your mind. You can drive your mind. You are not driven by the mind. Right now you are driven by the mind. The mind controls you. When meditation happens, you are in control. And that's how it should be. Relax, relax. To expedite this transcendence, at the same time, to enhance your connectivity with the pool of consciousness all around you, let us chant Om. Om is the sound of existence, of life force. It's called pranava. When when you supercompressed the existential vibrations, the sound you hear is this sound of Om. Om is the past sound. You can use it to enhance your connectivity with the Supreme. You can also use it at the lower level to harmonize yourself with the elements all around you. Om is all that is. It is like a past sound, as your gadgets, your computers have a password. This is a past sound. A little mistake and you cannot open your computer, your gadget. Similarly, if you chant Om wrongly, there's no benefit, or there is very little benefit. The correct way of chanting Om is to inhale first, fill your stomach with fresh air, allow it to expand, and as you exhale, emptying your stomach, allowing it to deflate, to contract back at the same time. Simultaneously, you chant Om. Om cannot be sung. It has to be chanted, like I'm going to show you now. Listen to me carefully. Inhale. Like drawing a straight line with your sound, with the sound of Om in the air. There are no waves other than the natural waves. You are not forcing any other wave. Let's do it together. Inhale slowly. Silent now, simply remain quiet. There is no longer conscious effort to chant Om. But whether you can hear it or not, this chant is going on all the time, all around you and within you. Let us internalize this experience. The innermost layer of your consciousness. This Om, the chant of Om is going on in the layer of your inner consciousness, the innermost layer of consciousness. This is where healing happens. This is the realm of anand, of pure bliss, of true joy. Later on, when I ask you to open your eyes, this experience of healing, this experience of pure joy, pure bliss, will still remain with you for days to come. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, these vibes of true joy, of pure bliss, shall overflow from you and envelop all. You shall be sharing your blessings automatically, effortlessly, without your knowledge. and I ask you to open your eyes, you shall open them as a newborn baby, as a new human being, full of joy, full of anand, that is pure bliss. And with your actions, with your thoughts, with your speech, you shall be announcing to the world that you have found the key to the treasure house of anand, of bliss. This is what you have been looking for years, indeed for many lifetimes. Now that you have found it, do not miss it again. Do not lose it. Stay on the path. Be joyful and share your joy with others. Become the agents, the couriers, the carriers of anand. May all beings be happy. May all enjoy good health. May all perceive things rightly, righteously, auspiciously. May there be auspiciousness everywhere. May no one suffer. This is the meaning of the Sanskrit chant that I am going to say now. If you like, you can repeat after me. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve Santu Niramaya.
Sarve Santu Niramaya.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma kashchit dukha bhag bhave. Om shanti shanti. Start opening your eyes.